This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are down at Ford Field for the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. Scott?
Doug?
You ready for the big old tub pretzels?
You know I am.
Kang, are you ready for the big old tub of pretzels?
You hear the music?
It is the big old tub of pretzels, the question of the day. Let's go.
Let me clear my throat. All right, here we go. Question number one. If you could only listen to one musical artist for the rest of your entire life, who would it be?
Wow.
Tough
this
question
is,
for
this
Gator,
is
man.
So tough.
Okay. I mean, like the deepest. So am I looking for new music? Am I looking for music that I know I still like? Who's got the deepest library?
I mean, that's kind of where you got to, I would think, you'd want to go. So it hasn't expanded. You don't want the one that wonders.
No, I know. But I'm saying if there's a current artist that I kind of like now. Oh. Are they going to keep making enough music? Because my gut instinct, absolutely love almost everything in the catalog. And there's, I swear, 1,000 songs. Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Steely Dan. I know what I'm getting. And there's so much music produced by
Steely
that.
Steely Dan just puts you in a good mood.
Yeah, it really does.
It just puts you in a good mood.
Really
it's
does.
Easy listening. It's yacht rock, and although he hates that.
Donald Fagen.
Donald Fagen hates that moniker, but it's a good call. And that's a call I expected from you.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, it's about longevity, I think. I'm trying to think, because the band that initially comes to mind for me was, you know, together – in the classic form for about 10 years, which is great, but my God, I've heard all of those songs 1,000 times each.
Yep.
So I kind of like got to expand it to a band that's still making music and has done it for 40, 50 years. And with my genres, I'm it's a band that has changed their sound a little bit. I'm going to go with Iron Maiden for me, just because starting off in the early 80s and they're still making music today, they're totally, you know, they haven't completely transformed their style, but that's what it is for me. I got to have a band that's been around forever that can still make music that I like.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
Yep. Because I'm trying to think of who.
I wanted to go with Bad Company, but I
want to do something like I'm trying to think of what current artist keeps putting out music and I keep liking. I'm kind of in Morgan Wallen place right now. I'm not a big Morgan Wallen, but he keeps putting out music. I'm like, that's catchy. I like that. I like that. And it's new stuff moving forward. Can he keep it up? I think I'll go with the Dan.
Steely Dan.
I'm going with the
Dan.
Solid
call.
All right, Kang. Do you got an answer, Kang?
Yeah, the younger Kang would have probably said Tupac, but I feel like Kang's grown up, and I don't think I can listen to Tupac that much anymore, even though I do like it.
Yeah.
So with that being said, the other choice I'm going with is also unfortunately deceased as well. It's probably going to end up Michael Jackson, just because his repertoire is just so wide. I can, you know... I could dance, I could feel good, it could be a slow song, you know, just I think Michael Jackson, King of Pop, man, so I'll probably end up picking him. And I don't think he's coming out with any new music, Doug.
Can't believe you got no love for the West Side, but okay.
Seems likely that. although you never know, right?
Yeah, right.
The lost tapes.
Maybe Brady can clone them or something. I don't know.
All right, next up.
All right, what's the cutoff height for you to stop using half inch when you tell people how tall you are?
Like,
I think Doug, like you still six, use it. You say six,
I'm
three,
six
and a
three
half.
And a half.
So I guess for you, it's 6'4" you stop, or you just say never stop?
Yeah, because I used to be 6'4".
I think you just own it, man.
Like, grew your hair out.
I was, at my height, literally, 6'1". I will always say I'm 6'1". Even though I know I'm not 6'1 anymore, I'm going to say 6'1
till
I die.
I think that's a good cutoff, 6 feet. I think once you go over six, just say 6'1", 6'2", whatever it is. But I think.
So I'm 6'4".
Yes, you are.
I'm 6'4".
Yes, you are. Own it. Damn right you're 6'4".
So I think, is it weird to say people 5'8" and a half?
Kang, what do you. So you go over 6 feet?
I think the bar is 6 feet. At that point, you can just
say six. I have my suspicions about this question.
What?
Why?
Because I thought Kang was going to say 6'7".
Oh, no, no. Oh. This is a...
Yeah! Woo!
I wish.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I thought that's why this question was asked.
No, I think that was it.
Now,
was
by the way,
question.
You can text questions in to 248-539-9797. They get put in the tub for future use. Next up.
All right. What is the ideal budget of a first date, the most you should be able to, most you should be spending on a first date?
Things have changed.
Yeah, they have. It's been so long since I've been on a first date.
I mean, okay, so as a first date as the guy, I'm going to pay for things, right?
Yeah. So what's your budget?
Offer to split. Yeah. Look, we're not going Dutch here. I'm buying you dinner, and we're going out and doing whatever. So I'm going to say.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For first date, I mean, you budget for $150, and if it goes more than that, then it's going to go more than that.
So, nice dinner. $40-$50 a person.
Right.
Drinks. $40-$50. $200? Two bills?
Yeah,
I think it's a top end. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are in the range. I think it's between $150 to $200. Now, does this include going to a game or doing something? Does the activity, you know, not just dinner, right? Is there drinks after? Like how much? I think $200 is right in the ballpark.
You know, that's something I didn't think about. Like, okay, if the date is going to the Red Wing game or something like that, you're going to go get dinner downtown first.
Now you're pushing $600-$700.
It gets pricey.
Yeah, I can really.
How much are condoms? These things got to ask.
How much does she not look like her profile, right? How much do you not look like your profile?
Right. Yeah.
Just saying. Did not expect that.
No. So non-game, I think $200 is probably – you're capping at $200. I say $150 and see where it goes.
Yeah, but the game or concert or something, you can really put a dent in your own.
Yeah, well, then that's it. That's on you though, because that means you're trying to impress this broad, and if that's the, I mean, really trying to impress. So if you're getting like good tickets,
yep,
that's on you. Okay, if you're spending $150 a ticket for something. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
you could be
shot.
Stuck with her at this game.
Exactly, two hours, three hours. I mean, you shoot your shot, I guess.
I'm going to send a text to my oldest.
Okay.
Because he's in first date kind of place. Like, he might go out on some first dates.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. Post college, got his job.
How much?
Making some money now.
All right.
I like it, though. Yeah, what would you say, Kang?
Yeah, I'll say 200. All
Fair
right.
enough.
You guys ready?
Yes.
One more. Let's go here. Have you ever not told your wife you had the day off, and is that the okay?
Oh, I like this question.
Is it okay to not tell your wife you had the day off and just pretend you went to work? Is that what we're
so
doing
So I'm supposed
here?
To admit it right here on the air, huh? I never have done that.
I don't believe you.
I've never done it.
I do.
Well, hold on.
Of course,
that laugh was a little too uncomfortable.
Since we've been married, I've never done it. I'm sure I did before that, but since we're married, I've never done it. Is it okay? I would not think it's okay, but I can't think of a reason why. Like, for instance, if I come rolling in today and she's like laying on the couch watching a movie, and I'm like, "What's up?" and she took the day off work, I'd be like, "Oh, cool." But I wouldn't be mad that she didn't tell me.
No, but if she comes home at like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock and she's wasted.
Well, then I got
like,
some questions. Then I'm going to be like,
"Where'd you go?"
I'm gonna think you were hanging out with Laura again, huh?
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's the root of all evil. Queen of bad decisions.
Yep. Kang, you're married. What do you say?
Yeah, so listen, guys. Of course it's not okay, but I could see why other guys would do it. Not me. Not me. I'm just saying I can see why other guys would do something like this.
It's just sad that people are in a relationship like that they can't just feel free to go
exactly.
ahead and tell.
I'm so,
there's no repercussions. I got the day off.
I'm so lucky to be in such a secure relationship. That's
you really are. Well, yeah. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah. You and your mm-hmm. wonderful wife.
Model. This is a model couple right here.
Two beautiful, loving children.
Yep. I didn't know I had Veterans Day off. That was a last-minute thing.
I didn't
look at the schedule.
I have a response. 23-year-old Kirsch.
Okay.
200 to 250, depending on restaurant, what we're doing after.
See?
All right, well.
He's thinking ahead.
It's funny because we could be considered cheap when you find out how much a first date costs now, but I still go on dates with my wife, so I know how much a dinner bill costs. Kang, do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we do. You guys ready? All right.
Yes.
Would you rather be able to hear anything from 100 yards away or see anything from 100 yards away, like a superpower?
That's an interesting question.
I don't know if I'd want to hear, because people talk about you from out of your shot.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd rather be blissfully unaware about what people are actually saying about me. Like, if it... Like, even right here today. Yeah, we're at this.
Right. We're in a fishbowl.
Students walking past, watching the show, and we can't hear anything they say. I don't want to hear what they say. Blissfully unaware. So I guess I'll go with see anything 100 yards away, but is there dangers in that, too?
No, I think there's less dangers. I agree with you. The blissfully unaware thing is great, and I feel like there's just too much noise if you're going to be able to hear everything. So I think seeing... For someone who has crappy eyesight like I do, I'll take the seeing.
Kang, what would you do?
Oh, man, I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer or maybe two wrong answers here. You're right about maybe just being ignorance is bliss, but I'm going to go with the seeing as well. I'm going to go with the seeing because I'm nearsighted, so to be able to have farsightness would work out well for me where I'm at in life right now. So I'm going to be able to just spot dimes on the floor from 100 yards away.
Sure.
Right?
Yep. There you go.
Okay. This all.
Think of all the dimes you're going to have now. That's a superpower you've got.
Wow.
I didn't think of it in those terms, but now that you bring it up, it's clearly
I'm 60 cents richer.
Yeah. Listen, they're taking pennies away, right? Not dimes, right?
That's true.
Okay. All right, and that concludes the Big Old Tub of Pretzels question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.